like Washington and George, like cricket. I'm playing with the friends.
Right. You know, socializing.
Yeah. Right. After the game, everybody was looking forward to going to Manchester or Bradford.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watching the films, Indian movies, which I had to watch myself. And going for a meal.
Right.
It was like a get-together.
For me, more or less, it was the same.
Just introduce yourself on that, like...
Fayyad Ali.
Yeah.
We played for as well. Played for Bedford Cricket Club. For me, my experience is just the same. Although he did play, I did play, but I was never any good, so I was just making the numbers up there. And making the numbers up, I had to be in a social surrounding with friends and enjoying myself.
What age were you at that time?
14, 15, when we started, yeah.
So was this a Moor Park then?
Yeah. In those days, there weren't any support, both from the sort of any councils or anything, and neither were there much support from your parents, so you just sort of got on and did it yourself.
Right.
Whereas nowadays, you find that there's a lot of support from parents that are pushing their kids forward in sports, sporting field.
Yeah.
Whereas in our days, it was you had to carry the bags from home right up to Moor Park and everything else. Nowadays, you don't find any kids walking the street to go to, even if it's to, sort of 10 minutes walk away.
Yeah.
Dad, will you take me? Dad, will you do this?
I
can remember us going to Lancaster and Blackburn on the trains to play cricket.
We did as well. I said I mentioned before, Red Rose. That's where we originally said. When we set up the team, we used to play in local areas of Frenchwood, the New Orleans area.
We used to go on the trains to play cricket and football as well.
Right.
But those kind of sort of... by young people, it's never shown in this day and age, but it's all different.
What do you think is the reason behind it all? Why is that enthusiasm not there now?
Can I ask?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a general discussion.
Yeah.
So please feel free to say whatever you want to say. First of all, you can put your name on the recorder.
My name's Abbas.
Right.
Most people know me.
Yes, sir.
To answer your question to you, when you asked me about why is there any enthusiasm now?
Mm.
There's so many distractions, like girls, drugs, drinks. This is not interesting to cricket anymore. Game Boy, video games. That's the reason there's not interest in cricket.
Well, personally, I think there's not interest in any organisation for them to play cricket.
Yeah, but there wasn't any organisation for us, but we just got up our arse.
Exactly.
But the thing is that kids nowadays want everything on a plate. Right.
Even then.
Did you have an organisation in your days when you started? No, because you and your mates got together and said, let's get off our arse and do something about it.
Absolutely.
Right? So you got together at Selborne and said, we'll have 15 people and we'll have a team and things. But that's not the kind of enthusiasm and motivation.
Is there
a young people have got in today's age?
Is there a more cultured, organised cricket league now?
There's plenty of clubs. If you want to join,
the clubs are there. It's what people want nowadays, what the youngsters want, and what the parents want them to do.
That's right.
I do vouch for Abbas's thinking that the views about why they don't get involved is that there are too many distractions.
Yeah.
And the distractions of amusements at home. Nowadays, there was only 4 channels on telly. Nowadays, you've got about 150 million channels on telly that people want to watch and do things. There's the DVD era, there is the PS2, PS3, and all these eras where you've made a sort of the young people more like couch potato.
Oh, absolutely.
In our days, when we were sort of growing up, where we lived in Frenchwood area, the park where it's close to its rank, you would find somebody there from 9 o'clock in the morning to certainly 10 at night. And every day there will be a game of football happening where young people will get together and play football. Do you see that nowadays? You don't even see that.
In a very park these days, do you know what goes on?
Drugs.
Exactly. A very park where we grew up.
But do you not think by organising cricket, the
again, could get leaves, you know. We would take the kids off the streets again and off the drugs.
Do you think so that would work? If we were to sort of bring the league back on more power?
I think so. I'll be the first one to be there to watch.
Nowadays, football is the biggest attraction, especially with the football being a global game and so much money is involved in football. That is the sort of main attraction, and for cricket, it has to compete with football in order to make it a bigger attraction for young people. And I think that's where the football has an advantage because of the global sort of money going in. A lot of people are more interested in that.
Cost of community effect as well. Cricket is more, you know,
it's more costly. That's a very good, because we got short of time, and I'm sure you will want to move on to the food as well. We'll go on to the next question there. That was introduction out of the way from everybody. We got about six questions here. We just like to you to put your thoughts onto these different questions. First of all, why do you think cricket is popular amongst the Asian community?
I think it's popular in the Asian communities because it actually starts heavily played within the Asian countries. That's why it's popular, because your forefathers, your grandfathers have played the cricket and it's a national game within their country, and I think that's why it's popular there.
But what do you think? Why is cricket so popular among the Asian
community? It's popular in the likes of the elder generation, youngsters. I can name you people, the lads who grown or are born here who actually play cricket on one half.
I think it used to be popular. I don't think it's any more popular now because you don't see many Asian kids playing now. It used to be popular. 20 years ago, it was like the highlight of my week. Your life was to be at Moor Park. I used to work permanent nights, right? So I used to wake up, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. And if it was raining, it spoiled my day. You look forward to meeting your friends. That was the only time in the week, you could see
them. That was only form of socializing, right?
I don't think it's...
And maybe film on Sundays.
Again, you were like get together.
It was like a social thing as well. Okay, what role did the cricket play for the people who first came to Preston? Socializing.
It is the social aspect most of the time, especially with the first generation, because they were so busily involved with sort of earning money for the people to come here and for people back home. That was their only social sort of avenue by getting together for a focus, which was cricket.
So it also helped you socialize with other people as well after working day in, day out, and de-stressing yourself at the end of the week. Did internationals played any role in this? International cricketers, how did they help the game? How did they create the
Well, obviously, you have your role models, haven't you? They all wanted to be like a big Richard or Dennis Lilly in those days.
But as far as the Asian was concerned, we all wanted to be Farooq Engineer, because Farooq Engineer was the sort of the early pioneers of the Asian world that was coming into England.
And where did Farooq Engineer play? Which league did he play in? Who did he play for?
He played for Lancashire, and maybe if my memory serves me right, he played in Lancashire League.
Right.
I think we won a final as well. We won the league one, so...
Which team was this?
Frenchwood.
Frenchwood, yeah.
I
can't remember.
I can't even remember the year, but it was a couple of times we won the league and the cup. But not as successful as Selborne was and other teams.
I think my memory just supports how it was not just the Turner Cup final, which was it your last ball?
Sort of.
Your last ball, Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Football away.
In cricket terms.
He was spicy.
Spicy.
He never said the word.
That's the word that he writes with, eh?
Even after what, 15, 20 years since the cricket league, you know, we still talk about it, you know, when we get together at weddings and different functions, you know, even before, you know, people.
And that is rival players, not the same players, rival players.
Everybody, you know, still talks about it.
So, right, I hope people don't have any grudges over them.
Growing up and your development, and you leave that behind, and you sort of now, as Moose is saying, you talk about it and you have a laugh, and it's like going down memory lane.
Of course it is.
Well, even like something like this, you know, it's got us all together.
That's the main story.
You know, reliving the memories.
Yeah, not only will you be reliving the memories, these will be dragging over the inshallah for many, many years to come. That is our end.
One of the other things that would have been probably nice is that when the early part of your research, maybe would have asked people to give you photographs of things.
Yeah, we did.
And maybe sort of dotted a few around here, so at least people could have...
They have some photos.
They have got some photos.
Right.
Did you fill in one of the questionnaires? Have you filled one of those questionnaires? Did somebody interview you?
Yeah, Unity.
So in that interview, he should have told you about this photo cutting.
Maybe if he was explaining here, we could have all had a laugh or go down there.
There is going to be a big exhibition for this
and so that'd be really good to set up.
It will be. That's what we have
to do. The chaps are organising some sort of get together like this as well as a sort of a tournament for the old timers next year. Next summer.
It's not as popular like you said, youngsters being drifted away to other activities, computer games.
I think we can be popular. With guys like you and
that's about it, yeah. Hopefully we have been running various courses in the winter, like I'm a qualified coach now of a level 2, alhamdulillah, in cricket. So I'm working with youngsters and we are guiding them towards the right direction.
I'm a belief from sort of advertisements over the summer through Preston Sports Development Unit, there has been some cricket coaching sessions in various areas, and I do believe that they were very popular. So with that focus and with that push on a regular basis, hopefully we could sort of move that along.
Exactly, and hopefully that would enable us to sort of reform the league on the box, hopefully.
But people like that would convene. Like if you said you had a group of 14-year-olds that wanted to form a team, or the league there for 14-year-olds.
Around the world, in order to keep that interest going from there, then
Right.
They've both got a sign, a good couple of clubs in Bolton. Absolutely beautifully run.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, clubs like Bolton Indians and Dingham Derby. They've been Bolton. Dingham Derby's been going on for 30 years.
Nowadays. It still exists nowadays.
It's still going, is it?
Yeah. They've got their own ground.
They've got their own ground. They've got everything. All the facilities in the world of the players, yeah.
They've got their own ground.
They're professional players as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think we need to set up a committee or a steering group. Look into this and set up, some kind of organization.
Use them as a model that you want to sort of aspire to within Preston, because they've got their own ground, they've got their own sort of committee, they've got their own sort of academy type of thing, and it's those things that will allow you to sort of get a proper team together that can compete in a proper league.
You're right, actually, because me and Sid has been working on this project for us 3 years or so now. We've done some various coaching sessions, but among those sessions, what's been happening is we've been identifying players with good potential, and we have been sort of feeding them on to local clubs like Cricket Bush, Harry Spark, Preston, Kingsland, Fenton.
But maybe then if you had your own, right, you'd go to local localities and then say, well, okay, you've got the potential, come to our main club.
Rather than
passing them on to Luton Potion or Springfield or whatever, and then you're then entering them somewhere where I think the focus goes, because you as an individual amongst 10 whiteys are going to lose focus, whereas if you're then going to bring 2 from here, 3 from here, 5 from here, and make an Asian club, which will probably become better, it will have more focus, and then as what Abbas was saying about role models or role teams, that team's done well. Let's see what we can do here.
Yeah.
That team's done well. Let's see what we can
that
do.
That is exactly what Dinan Darby and Bolton Indians are doing in Bolton. You know, they go around the town and they kick up. Literally.
So really what we all like to see is a real Asian club.
Yes, a club would help. Go a long way.
I mean, in the same way that sort of we've got with the football, with the Canaries, you've got an Asian club where they haven't got the capacity to go, but I'm sure they have got the sort of young people being coached through, and then they've got the avenues. I think that's what they need to have, these avenues into
what we do with the Canaries Football Club is on Sundays we organise a league under 12s. The age group between 16 and 21.
Right.
So any good players that go there from the league, we look at the players, evidently good players. So when they're like 18, 19, 20, we put them into the Canaries football. We play 11 aside football on the day of our side. We're the only two Asian football teams in the under league. So it's really, you can do that with
especially
cricket.
For the younger people, I think what you need to do is make cricket quick, cheap and cheerful, right?
Yeah.
Because that's where you're going to get them in. Because if you're going to say you're going to have to stand from 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night, they won't do it because they're not interested. It's going to be cheap and cheerful and quick. A 2-hour game, 3-hour max game, or something that would interest them. Then you move them along. Pick out the best ones out of that lot to say, well, then you can move on to something bigger and better. And then we've cricket sort of taking a bit of the limelight within the media. That will become more interesting for some people.
So would you say we run a few coaching sessions amongst a few of them, and then we sort of feed them on to the main clubs?
Yes.
Our main clubs,
yeah.
Which we would like all to set up. That would be the best chance to go through.
And obviously,
the most important thing is you've got to have the kids, these parents support. Most Asian parents, they want their kids to have these lawyers and doctors and solicitors and God knows what.
This is like socializing, what I mean.
Yeah.
They can do that from Monday to Friday.
Gentlemen, that was really good conversation. Now what I want to do is, we'll stop asking you questions.